Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I want to talk about when we get back from the break, when Paul's writing a letter. I mean, think about it. Paul had third heaven revelation where God took him up and things he couldn't even talk about. And you just think, my goodness.
Wow.
And he wrote almost 50% of the New Testament. But he said, he wrote a letter to Timothy, his spiritual son. He said, but mark this. And he starts talking about what it's going to be like in the last days. And we're going to look at it, just a quick little checklist, and say, you know, are these things happening now? Because I was writing this little checklist. I'm thinking, my goodness, it's happening now. And Paul wrote about it and said, this is going to happen. And it's happened. As a matter of fact, when you come out for a break, you got to hear this. It's totally amazing how many things are happening and how this is actually a sign of our Lord's soon return. We're talking about, you know, a letter that was written to Timothy, a spiritual son of Paul. And it was pretty interesting because you think about it, that he's writing, this is the only communication that Timothy's going to have as Paul's writing him this letter. And he's talking to him about the last days. And think about it. He's talking to Timothy about the last days. And you think about it, so, well, it could be the last days. This is talking to Timothy about it. And this is what he says. He says it in 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 7. He says, but mark this. There will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful and proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And then he says, have nothing to do with them. Have nothing to do with them. And you start thinking about it, it's like, my goodness, what a list. Thank God that that's not happening today.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, if you think about it, he says, but mark my word, he's saying this was how it's going to be in the last days. And what I think about when, you know, we're told that it's going to be like in the days of Noah. Because so many people are trying to make things better instead of win people's hearts to God and allow God to make them personally better.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You win a nation by winning its people's hearts. You don't win a nation by changing its government. You know, by having a conservative, I mean, it's good. We want people, you know, being sure. Loves to have the values and stuff, but you know, why not lead the person to the Lord? Why not pray for their salvation?
Right.
And he said, but mark my words, he says, you know, people will be lovers of themselves. And people talk, I mean, you think about it today, people are talking about there's divorce and they're redefining marriage and there's same sex attraction and there's, you know, gay marriage and all this kind of stuff. But the biggest issue is not all of that. The biggest issue is that most people just love themselves. They choose themselves over you, over their families, over God. The biggest issue today is not all this other things going on. The biggest thing is people are lovers of themselves. And it's amazing. It's like, and how many people we profess to be Christians are, and Jesus told us, he says, we have to deny ourselves, pick up our cross and follow the Lord.
Right.
And it's like, if somebody doesn't deny themselves, they're expecting you to pay homage to them. You know what I'm saying? It's like, are you always bringing you up here? I mean, didn't we deny ourselves some time back? Are we in this conversation again?
Did you skip that message?
Did you skip that message? And so I would say, if I'm going to check off a list, I would think, like, check. People will be lovers of themselves. I mean, how many people today, I mean, because especially with all the technology, are they saying, you know, hey, I got my images. I don't need nobody. I got my virtual games and all these different things. And
exactly.
You know, I don't need anybody. This one man divorced his wife and said, all I want is my computer.
Yeah.
It's like,
that's right.
Catch a clue.
Dude, you are had. And then the next thing, that's just the first thing. Then he says, people will be lovers. People will be love. You got to oil that thing. People will be lovers of money. Think about it. Think about it. People will be lovers of money. And he says, Jesus came out and said specifically, I think it's in Matthew chapter 6, verse 26 or something. He says, you can't serve God and serve money. You can't love God and love money. You have to make up your mind which one you're going to do. So that if people will be lovers of money, they're not lovers of God. It's not, hey, I appreciate money. Yeah, you want to have some funds to be able to do something, but understand that you can't love God, love money and God at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the signs is that money will take a prominence in society. And we think about it, the mark of the beast is an economic mark.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be all about money. People talk all day long about things, but it boils down to money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their job is about their money and their stuff and their things and that type of thing. So I would say what? Check.
Mm-hmm.
Check. And then, of course, this is definitely not happening here. It says people will be boastful.
Testimony?
Well, patting the saints.
All right. Well, that's actually a simultaneous act of humility to be a fan of the saints.
Because that's right.
He was before and after.
That's right.
And being boastful. I mean, some folks, I'm telling you, I mean, it's just really difficult to hear them over their own praise. Did I tell you about what I did? Yes. 5 minutes ago.
A few times.
And boastful. And so I would say, I mean, think about how many people are wanting their name up in lights. They're wanting their 15 minutes of fame. They don't care what it is as long as they just get themselves lifted up. I mean, you look at the American Idol, X Factor, and all these folks trying to, and they can't, they're okay with the humiliations as long as they got to be boastful about themselves.
That's the new poll right now. Them.
What's the new poll?
That's the new poll that young people, they don't care about being successful. They just want to be famous for anything.
Yes. Yeah. It would be boastful, which it goes along, check. Next one's proud, you know? And so just check.
Yeah, exactly.
And the next one is abusive. You know, 50 plus million children we've killed before they've taken their first breath. Just across the world. I mean, it's just very abusive. Getting a life sentence for making Jesus Christ the Lord of your life over in Sudan. Yeah. But it's all these things are going to increase. Paul was saying, listen, Timothy, these things are going to increase. He says, but mark my word, this is going to happen. And some people are they're into social justice movements where they're trying to make society better instead of making people better. And society won't change. You can't feed enough hungry people to fix the hunger problem. The hunger problem, we can turn to God, and God will give us wisdom on how to grow things to be able to feed ourselves. God's good. Here's another one. So abusive would be check. Disobedient to parents.
Nah.
I mean, think about that. I mean, the concept of just obeying parents is so far gone. It's like they're not even offering a suggestion to obey. I was listening to Ben Crosby, the one that says, "I'm dreaming of a white Christmas."
Bing. Bing Crosby.
Is it Bing?
Bing. Yeah.
That's a search engine.
It's Bing.
Spell it.
B-I-N-G.
Oh. N-G-O. Anyway, so so he's one of the things. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Well, he said they asked him this question in an interview, old interview. If your son came to your house, your child came to your house and wasn't married and wanted to sleep with their girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever it was in your house, what would you say that? He says, well, it just wouldn't happen. It just wouldn't happen. And then he said something. He said, and I would sing like something like Aloha. You know, Aloha, baby. And then he said, I would never speak to them again.
Wow.
Mm. This is an interview, an older interview.
Wow.
But it's like, today, it's just like how many people are so disrespectful to their parents. They know what their parents stand for. They know their parents walk, and they just blatantly, and it's encouraged by government. I mean, you look at over in Israel, when our own leaders went to Israel, our own president told the young people, listen, you're the ones. You know, and they're trying to bring an uprising basically against the older folks that fought for Israel to bring it to where it is today. And the same thing has been happening in America. And it's like they're promoting disobedience to parents. The way they're promoting the health care. They're promoting promiscuity and all this different stuff. It's totally against those parents and what they would want for their children. So check. Then he says people will be ungrateful. Check. I mean, think about it. America's, if our poorest folks are richer than 70% of the world, that means middle class in America and above are the richest people in the world. In the world, but how grateful are we for that? We just demand more. Ungrateful, boom, check. Unforgiving, check. without love? I mean, how many people are looking for love? They're just trying to find love. And people are saying, no, I'm looking for love too, so I'm not going to give you what I want. You know, and withholding love. And it's like, you know, God is love. And there's people without having God in that culture, you're not going to be able to love because he is love. You can't reject God and have love. You can have what you perceive to be love, but look at it. At least you're totally empty and without anything because it wasn't love. It was something that your flesh wanted. Unforgiving, slanderous. The people are slanderous. Uh-huh. Like, oh my goodness. It's amazing. Without self-control. I mean, you're talking to somebody for the 15th time. Did you ever, how about this time? Right. This time, would you know, it's like, check. Brutal. I mean, the brutality in people's conversations and the hatefulness. And where you have a teacher just this week, I believe, that was in a classroom and a student just punched the teacher out and knocked him flat on his back in the classroom. Uh-huh. Attacking bus drivers on the bus situations and kids ganging up on other kids and just videoing them being brutal and just beating other kids. Like there's total disconnect. Kids walking into schools and just shooting and killing other ones. Going and consciously saying, I'm going to go kill this baby in my womb and I'm not going to try like this doesn't exist. And it's brutality to that child.
And the record content. It.
And record it. And say, I have no problem. Everybody's with me in this. Well, everybody's not with you.
That's right.
You've convinced yourself of that. And now you know you're living with that. And finally, he says, and not lovers of good. How many people just want bad things? They just, the other ones just, they can't, you watch a movie with somebody and they go, it's like, what? It was good. It had a happy ending. Things went good. It's like, no, I want to see death, mayhem, and tragedy, and shootings, and all that. It's like, why? Why not watch something that's it's uplifting and that's is not lovers of good? It's too good. Mm. If it's rated good, I don't want to see it. If it's rated G, I don't want to see it. I just want to see something that's not good. Treacherous. Check. Rash. Check. Conceited. Come on. Mm. I mean, think about that. This is what Paul's writing Timothy and saying, this is how, mark my word, it'll be like this in the last days. And you think about it, the way that a politician gets into office, he just feeds into these mindsets. She just feeds into these mindsets. You're going to have to feed these conceited folks things about themselves. I'll give you money. I'll take care of your health care. I'll do everything for you. You'll never have to work again in your life. We'll develop socialism. And you'll do it. And it's like conceited folks are like, yes, I think about nobody but myself. Okay. And so you know, that's how you would speak to somebody that's conceited. You know, they're easily controlled because you just got to make them feel good about what you're doing. And politicians take advantage of that all the time. And look at this one. This one's huge. He's telling Timothy, he says, Timothy, mark my word, this will be in the last days. He says, people will be lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. I mean, 81% of Christians, according to statistics, don't even pick up the Bible, don't even pick up their Bible at all. What are you doing when you're not picking up your Bible? People not going to have fellowship with other believers and spending time with God. And it's like, oh, I wanted to go surfing. I wanted to go fishing. I don't want to go to that church thing anymore. I don't want to spend time with, Christians. I don't want to. You're loving pleasure rather than lovers of God. And it's not going to end up well for you. It's not going to end up well for you at the judgment seat of Christ. And then he says, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. Think about this. The church was birthed in power. When you talk about power, you're talking about the Holy Spirit. And you can talk about a lot of things, even God and Jesus. But if you come against the Holy Spirit, if you come against the power and the presence of God, it's going to be really, really a tough thing. He says, having a form of church, religion, of godliness, but denying the power. Dear Lord, we are in the last days. We are in those days. We just say, Maranatha, right? Come, right. Lord Jesus, come. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner,
you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.